Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. So now we come to the second tithi of Dvitiya, the second step. Dvitiya means second step in Sanskrit. Shukla Dvitiya, we are covering Shukla. We'll see how the Krishna pans out a little later in this podcast. Shukla Dvitiya, the energy is one of stability, healing and truth seeking. So who are born in Dvitiya? If the distance or the angle between the sun and the moon in your chart is 12 degrees to 24 degrees, you will have this tithi playing out as a personality. 12 to 24 degrees. So basically it might be in the same house or it might be one house apart, right? It depends upon where it's positioned. So element and deity is earth. Vidhata, as it is called, the divine ordainer of destiny. That's the AI-generated image. Don't pay much attention to that. So stability, healing and truth-seeking being the dominant aspects of this particular tithi. Element and deity is earth. Vidhata, the divine ordainer of destiny. Psychic abilities include, these natives are stabilizers and healers. They naturally ground chaotic situations, acting as anchors for others, like a support person, you might say. They possess an innate ability to absorb and neutralize negativity, like earth absorbing water. See, he's holding a cup in his hands. They are the seekers of truth, and their psychic quality lies in harmonizing energies and bringing balance. How to enhance this? Honoring Vishnu, the preserver, or Vidhata, working with earth energies like gardening, rituals involving soil or stones. These are earthbound people. Their soul has come to work with the earth. And practicing stability through yoga and meditation strengthen their gifts. What to be wary of? Rigidity, over-seriousness, or becoming trapped in dogma. They must remain flexible and open while using their gift of grounding. In terms of personality, they are highly concerned about their appearance. You'll see them focusing a lot on their appearance and confident in how they present themselves. These are the sticklers who take 2 hours to do a makeup or get dressed, you see. They're very self-conscious. They are also resourceful, protective, and nurturing, but may struggle when they are outside of their comfort zone. They are sensitive and prefer to keep family matters private. Think more like second house here. Life lesson is overcoming laziness and getting out of their comfort zone is crucial for the growth. Remedy is netrapani or eye remedies. Netra means eye. And offering fruits for clarity. Now let me share some more from my notes. So some more points from my notes here. When they have to generate something, they pay a lot of attention to image and outer appearance, like we covered. How they are dressing up, extremely confident looks, accepting diversity. They think about how they can accept things, how they can generate resources. Think again, like the second house in the chart. When you are talking about Muhurta aspect of this Dvitiya, it's a good time to buy new things. When the Dvitiya moon, transit moon, is having this angle with the sun, people tend to buy new things in India. So people who understand, these are people who understand that it takes time to achieve beautiful things in life. These people are always protective, sensitive to people's feelings. They should not travel much. They will have losses or face problems since they are outside of their comfort zone. They can make career-wise good doctors, gynecologists, nutritionalists, nourishment kind of careers. People who bring new ideas to fruition. How can I make it better is the question their soul asks. What can I do that will affect a lot of people? Their main challenges are within the family. Okay, life lesson, get out of your comfort zone. Too much rest and laziness will bring about bad results. Sensitivity and always hidden. Money, family, these people keep secrets within the family. These are just random from my notes. Now let us see the part where we talk about the difference between Krishna part and the Shukla part of this Tithi. Now you can see on the screen the Shukla part and the Krishna part of this Tithi. That is going from the waxing cycle part and going to the waning cycle part. So Shukla Dvitiya, going to the waxing cycle, they provide stability, healing and truth seeking like we saw. The element or the deity on either side is the same, so let's not go through that. The tone here is of growth oriented, steady and grounding. So it is seeking a sort of outward bound energy. The psychic inclination here is they are natural stabilizers, healers and nurturers. They bring harmony, absorb negativity and radiate patience. Their siddhi is anchoring. They are anchoring, grounding people amongst our humanity. They hold the space for others with an earthy steadiness and tone. Their function is strengthening family ties, beginning study, building structures, grounding projects. Their mode is constructive and outward, steadies, balances and nourishes. Now the Krishna part, the waning moon cycle of this Dvitiya. Karmic balance and inner grounding. Like I said, Shukla is going outward, Krishna part will be going inward. The tone is one of release-oriented energy, karmic balancing and inward discipline. The psychic inclination, natives carry a gift of karmic sensitivity. They can feel, sense the fate, the timing and karmic debts. There Siddhi is measuring, weighing in the actions and consequences with intuitive accuracy. These people can make good intuitive guidance people, intuitive healers. Function, settling disputes, balancing relationships, correcting imbalances and karmic releasing. So the same tithi, if you will see this stone from the waxing part, that is the Shukla part, to the Krishna part, carries such a different energy. It's not the same, isn't it? You got to understand this and go through all the tithis once again whenever you are free, and to really get this stuff, because this is your base manual. This is like your operating manual of your personality itself. You got to start from here, isn't it? Mode is releasing an inward, harmonizes, reconciles, purifies karmic tides. So if people are born under Krishna series of tithis, they are more here to solve their old karmic ties. You will see this as we go ahead. The Shukla part is here to actualize it in the physical world, in the physical reality. Go out and make stuff happen, kind of that energy. I'll see you in the next Tritiya. Meanwhile, take care.